Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Amidst all of the adjustments and changes and obstacles that are found in human life, it's rather remarkable that the human race survives as it does, that we do so well. There's great evidence that we as human beings have a great capacity to change, to adapt, to adjust. 6 months into this pandemic, we have proof all over the place, whether it's Zoom or outdoor dining or Peapod, plexiglass and masks. Much like boats out on a sea, we have the ability to navigate change. And we do that fairly well. But it needs to be noted that we are not boats. While boats have sails and things to adjust, human beings are different. And when we experience a tear in a sail, it's a relationship. When we experience a crack in the ball in the boat, a hole in the hull, it's different. And we need something more than just help. Ultimately, humanity needs a savior. And of course, we have one in the person of Jesus Christ. We talked about that last week. The whole reason why Jesus came to us was because we were in trouble. Because we had tears in humanity. We had need of a savior, and Jesus is nothing else unless he is a savior, and we know him to be so. Last week, he talked to us of how he not only saves, but he calls us to be instruments of his reconciliation. He spoke last week of fraternal correction and repentance, how necessary they are if we're going to navigate well. This week, he speaks of another thing that we need: forgiveness. Forgiveness is part and parcel of the Christian lifestyle. It's the WD-40 of Christian living. And without forgiveness, you and I are in serious trouble, not only here on earth in our relations with one another, but also eternally. Hell is a place of great unforgiveness. And today's gospel alludes to that. Jesus today offers us a parable. It's Matthew 18. And in this parable, among other things, we experience the coldness and the hardness of heart, the blindness that can be found within us. Jesus tells the story of a man who has just been forgiven much. Matthew doesn't tell us how much, but the other gospels, they do. And a good priest friend of mine, Father Bochansky, who has looked at this scripture, he has figured out just how much this guy was forgiven. Are you ready for this? It would be the equivalent of $5.6 billion. That's how much this guy was forgiven. In the time of Jesus, that would be 319,000 years of daily wages to pay that back. Jesus tells this parable to make the point that what this man was forgiven was more than could ever be paid back. And here's the kicker: that after being forgiven this huge amount, that same individual turns around and fails to forgive someone else who owes him a much smaller amount. The coldness of heart. How could someone ever do that? Well, it's done. And maybe you have been the victim of that in your life. Maybe you know quite well the coldness of heart that people can treat people with. The Old Testament reading for today's Mass is Sirach. It's a piece of wisdom literature. We're in Old Testament times, and even in Old Testament times, people had struggled with forgiveness. And the author of Sirach has a beautiful line today. He says, "Sinners are those who hug anger and vengeance." Isn't that a great image? Hugging anger and vengeance. And even in non-COVID times, it's a bad thing to hug anger and vengeance. You'll become very sick if you do that. And yet that's what's done. Forgiveness is more than a human choice. It's more than words or a declaration. But forgiveness also is an act that unhooks us, unhugs us from those things that do so much harm. And it frees us to be for others. The man in today's gospel who failed to forgive the other was still hugging evil. He was still hooked to anger and vengeance. No compassion. And there would be hell to pay. And so for us today, the command to forgive is here. But a question is this: are we willing to unhug wrath, anger, and vengeance? And with open arms, are we willing to bring close and to embrace forgiveness, to have a warm heart, to be unstuck, as St. Paul invites today, to live and to die for the Lord? Are we willing? I'll end this little homily with a couple words. First, a quote from Mother Angelica. Many of you may remember her from television. She is deceased now, but she was a gritty, tough nun. And she has a neat quote that fits today. She said, "Do not waste time in your life trying to get even with your enemies. The grave is a tremendous equalizer. 6 weeks after you are all dead, you will all look pretty much the same. Let the Lord take care of those whom you think may have harmed you. All you have to do is love and forgive. Try to forget and leave all else to the Master." Quite good. The other thing I say is a word on hell. In Dante's Inferno, there is an amazing discovery that at the pit of hell, we find not fire, but ice. In Dante's description of hell, the Inferno, Satan is portrayed as frozen in ice, mid-breast, in the center. He has three faces and a pair of bat-like wings under each face. He beats his wings and it creates a cold wind that continues to freeze the ice around him and around those near him. Once, such a splendid being, a creature of light, Lucifer, is now dark and cold. Frozen. My friends, in our culture, in our society, in our country today, there are cold winds blowing. And they might be blowing in our relationships. They blow wherever there is unforgiveness. Be careful. Renounce. Forgive. Pray to be warm of heart and love. Because in this world that is growing more cold, in our lives and relationships that can experience the chill, you and I are called to be different, to be Christian, to forgive. God be with you today.